Okay, so today's daf Nun Beis. We are on Nun Beis. We just have to do a little cleanup before we get to the Mishnah. So we're four lines. I believe we're four lines from the top on Nun Beis and Aleph. So now the Gemara is going to. Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Chama, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Harei Amru." The Chachamim said, "Shabbos." So a person who was kone his shvisa with his raglayim, meaning a person who walked to a certain area, or he is in a certain area, and that's going to be his makom shvisa. So we know that the rule is. Is Yeshto Arba Amos. First he has his own four Amos. Machlokes have those all four Amos. Or the easy way, he's got four Amos in either direction. And then his 2,000 Amos begin. Because the individual himself has four Amos. The question they ask, Hanosen is Eruvo. But someone who places his Eruv down, meaning he brings a meal worth of food, and he brings the food and puts it down, and uses that as his Eruv, right? Yeshto Arba Amos Olo. Does he then have Arba Amos or not? Because he's establishing the Eruv not with his body. So maybe you would say that when you establish your Eruv with your body, then you get the body, which is four Amos, and then you get another 2,000 Amos. And when you establish the Eruv with the food, it's not your body, so you just get 2,000 Amos where the food is. Or do we say, no, Eruv gives you your personal space of four Amos, and then you proceed further with the 2,000 Amos. Right, so that's the Shaila, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hari Amar Shabbos, Yeshto Arba Amos. I know saying they say Ruvo, Yeshto Arba Amos, hello. So Amar Rava says, Tashma. We can prove this an answer from here based on a line that we learned said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Lo Amru Arvin Bapas, Ela La Hakil Al Oshir, Shalo Yetse Vi Arabiraglav. The whole point, okay, the Mishnah said that really being Ma'ariv with your Shvisa, that's the main way. We allowed you to be Ma'ariv with the bread, with the meal, to be Makil on you. Well, if you're Ma'ariv with the bread, you lose the four Amos. Well, that's a chumrah. You're not being makil on the person. Right? So Gemara says, right? It says, Lo amru ma'arim b'pas el la'akil ala asher, shelo yetzi bi'ar b'raglav. V'yamart, and if you said, ain lo, that he doesn't get the arba amos, hay la'akil, la'akmir hu. This is a chumrah for him. So Gemara says, well, you're confusing. Gemara says, that might not be the kula that we're looking for. Gemara says, afilu hachid ichle, ki hechid lo nitrach v'nepuk. The kula is that we're allowing you to not have to go there. That's the kula. Give it to somebody else and they'll put down the bread for you. And that's the kula. And person would be willing to sacrifice, right? The person probably might be willing to sacrifice the four amos of personal space in order to not have to be toreach to walk 2,000 amos wherever he wants to go to place down the Erev, right? That's the Gemara's answer. So it's no raya from the mission. It's no raya to say that, oh, it has to be that he gets the amos because that's a kula. No, who says the kula is that simply he doesn't have to go there. He just has to send somebody to put down the food. Okay.
So I have one basic question. I still get very confused. When Shabbos starts, does the person automatically, before he makes any food, does he have 4,000 and 2,000?
Yes.
2,000 amos automatically or not?
From where he is, yes.
From where he is.
I think so.
So how come there's certain case that you only have these 4 amos?
You only have these 4 amos?
Yes.
So those cases would be where you uprooted your shvisa, you try to do something, and then the other one may not have worked. So then you, by definition, you show that you don't want to be here, but by trying to pull it over there, it didn't work. So you were stuck. That's what I think those cases are. But if you're in your house, I think you have those. I think you have those. Think. I don't know. I believe so. I think so. Unless you did something wrong that you showed that you don't want to be there. Okay.
Okay, then the Mishnah is going to go on. We saw this Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah is going to now deal with a person who was intending to walk somewhere on Shabbos, which was beyond his tchum. So his intention is to make a tchum somewhere along the way. Let's say he wants to go somewhere that's 3,000 miles away from him. So his intention is to walk on Erev Shabbos and make a tchum like 1,000 amos away, so he could go another 2,000 amos there. And then he gets stopped or gets called back. So, Misha Yotza Leilech Be'ir Shema Arvin Bo. So a person is on his way, he went out on Erev Shabbos, really on condition, because he wanted to go make an Erev so he could go to a city that's Ma'arvin Bo. Ir Shema Arvin Bo means a city that's within a possibility of walking there if you make an Erev. So it's less than, just about 4,000 amos away from you. You can make an Erev and go to that city. That's the Irshima Arvin Bo. So this person, He, let's, we'll read into it some of the Gemara says. So this person goes out to the city, wants to walk out to go to that city in Erev Shabbos because he wants to go to the other city, the city B, which is within 4,000 amos, because he can go there by putting out an Erev Tuchumim. But he wants to get there to the city before Shabbos, right? So he didn't go on condition to put an Erev and to come back. He left Erev Shabbos because intention was get to city B, before Shabbos starts, and he starts walking there on Friday. V'hechziru chaveru, and his friends convinced him to come back. They yelled at him, they screamed at him, they said something to him. They said, now is not such a good time to go. They were also saying, maybe it's too hot today, it's too cold today. So this person turns around, and he comes back to his city A before Shabbos. Now Shabbos comes, and he wants to walk to city B, as if he made an Erev Tuchumim to walk to city B, because it's 4,000 amos, let's say 3,500 amos, so he made the Erev 1,500, he would have made the Erev 1,500 amos away. He can go, the Mishnah says, Hu mutar leilech, he can go to that city. Why? So we say, it's called undun das, we assume that even though he returned back, when his friends called him back, nevertheless, he definitely wanted, his kavanah was, to be Kona Shvisa at least halfway there, so he can get, it's a 4,000 amos city, he's at least halfway there, so he can get to that city on Shabbos. But since he was walking at that time, on Erev Shabbos, he's already walking, so what's the case if you're walking on the road? We said yesterday, you're nidon ka'ani. You're as if you're considered an ani, and if you're an ani, you can make your Erev just by saying over there. You can make the Erev even without being there. You can make the Erev. So that we're going to get more. The Chol B'nai Ha'ir and the rest of the people in the city, even if they tell me on Shabbos now that they wanted to make their Shvisa, halfway to get to the other city, it's Asurim. They cannot go to the city B on Shabbos because they didn't start walking on Erev Shabbos. They were home on Erev Shabbos. If they were home on Erev Shabbos, they're considered an Ashir. And if you're considered an Ashir, the only way to make the Erev is to with halicha or with the food. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says no. Kol shu yochel arev lo irev harezek kechamar gamal. If you are in a position where you could make an erev, and you didn't make an erev, you were quiet. For example, this person, he could have said as he was walking and before he turns around, he could have said, "I want to be kona my shvisa halfway along the road before I turn back. This way I can walk there tomorrow." So he didn't do that. So he gets the position of chamar gamal, which means he's pulled one way and the other way. So basically how that works here is that on the one hand, we're going to assume that he did not make the Erev. So therefore, he cannot go beyond the second 2,000 amos. On the other hand, we can assume that he did make the Erev, and therefore he can't go the other way. The only places that he has is the overlap between the two, which would be 2,000 amos from one side of the city. He didn't have to make the Erev. He was walking. We assume that he wanted to make the Erev. And Ani's allowed to do that just by saying, my Shvisi is over there. Tomorrow we'll go a little more into it to see what's exactly the case of what happens. Not only does the Gemara go into it, there's going to be two different ways to explain it according to Rashi, a third way to explain it according to Tosos, and it's beyond confusing. It's beyond confusing. So like, read Rashi. Rashi says, Hu mutar leilich. Rashi says, V'afo pi shelo amar klum. Even though he didn't say anything, this guy can go. Because, like I explained before, the kevon sheyesh lo sham bayis, because we're assuming that he has a house in city A and a house in city B. We said that yesterday, we say that again today. So vaday lo akar daito mehalichaso, he for certain did not give up in his mind that he wants to go to his house B on Shabbos. V'niskavein likno shvisa b'sof ha'tchum, and his kavana is to make a shvisa at the end of the tchum, so he can continue further tomorrow. He didn't do anything. Vahave ka'ani, and he's like an ani. He's like a poor person. Ha'omer shvisa sibim okam ploni v'kana, who can say my shvisa is going to be over there. I just didn't say anything. Okay, we'll get to that. Dehai ani hu demachzik b'derech, and this ani, he's on the way. He says he's on the way. He's like an ani, and he can make his shvisa over there. Okay, so we'll figure out how does that work though. Because did he say anything? Did he not say anything? I think that's your question. What did he do? Where was the establishment? Right now, Rashi is saying we established the Erev based on our understanding of what his psyche was.
Before, from what I understand, to make an Erev, there's two ways to bring a path and to do the
There's three ways. So if you're an ani, there's a third way. If you're an ani, you can say, I want my Erev to be over there. That's correct. Correct. That's yesterday's. That's yesterday. If
so, why the case that he said that he has to be there?
Because he wasn't an ani. Because he wasn't an ani. He wasn't defined as an ani in that situation.
So an usher has to do that.
But the definition of ani and usher, as we saw yesterday, is whether he's on the road or not. Do you have food?
Huh?
If you have food, then you're an usher. If you don't have food, then you're the ani.
Okay, so let's say that I have.
And that was the machlokas yesterday. If you're an usher, no. If you're an ani, yes. Defined. However, ani and usher are defined. Yes. Okay. So now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Gemara asks, Maishnai Ihu, Maishnai Inu. What's the chilik between this person who went on the road and came back, that he's allowed to now go to the city, and he can go there on Shabbos, and the other B'nai Ir, who also now expressed their interest that they wanted to go there on Shabbos, and we say that they are not permitted to go there on Shabbos. What's the difference? So Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Hacha b'mayaskinan." What are we dealing with over here? The case over here is kagon sheyesh lo. This person, okay, we'll call him Reuven. That Reuven has shnei batim. So real estate mogul. He has two houses. He has a house in city A and he has a house in city B. Ubeinehem, and between the two houses, yesh shnei tchumei Shabbos. It's 4,000 amos between house A and house B. And oftentimes he likes to spend, you know, Friday night he likes the davening in one shul. And Shabbos morning, he likes to drush on the other shul. So he wants to go back and forth each Shabbos. So he always wants to make the Erev so he can get to the other place. Right? V'bneim shnei tchumim. So Iyu, him, this guy, kevan dinafik li la'orcha. Once he started walking on Erev Shabbos, that's what we saw in Rashi. Once he started walking on Erev Shabbos, have lei ani. He gets the din of an ani. And if he has the din of the ani, why? Because what's a poor person? You're on a location, you're on the road, and you don't have a base, so you don't have food with you, because you just started to walk. So that's considered the ani, and therefore, he can be ma'ariv even from a place that's distant from where he's standing. So that's why he can do it. He's on the road, so he can be ma'ariv from a distance. Right? Vahani, but these b'nai'ir, they never left an Erev Shabbos. I guess when they went to call him, they screamed from their place or something like that, or they texted him. They didn't walk out to get him. So Vahani, Ashirininu, their din is like the Ashirin, because they're home. They're not on the road. So therefore, if you're an Ashir, like we just said before, you don't have permission to make the Erev by saying, my Shvisa is going to be over there. So that's why he can walk for the next day, and they can't. So Tani Nami Hachi, we're going to specify a little more. Tani Nami Hachi, we have a Brisa that supports, I guess, this understanding of Rav Huna, that the Mishnah is dealing with a case where the person has two homes. Misha Yeshlo Shnei Batim, right? The Brisa says, someone who has two homes. So that's our case. Ubeinehem Tchumei Shabbos, Shnei Tchumei Shabbos, and between them is 4,000 amos. Kevon Shehichzik Bederech, once this Bala Bayis starts walking on the road, he starts leaving house A to house B, even if he goes back, Kona Erev. He's Kona Erev in the middle, in the middle, I guess. Why? Did Rabbi Yehuda? Because clearly his intention, he started down the road, his intention was to wants to be there. He wants to get there. So he's called the Shavis in the middle. Right? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, sir, Al-Kain. Even more so, important language, even more so, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, who's Rabbi Yehuda's son, says, Afilu mitzo chaveiro. Even if his friend finds him, the Amralo, and maybe his friend's coming the other way, the Amralo and tells him, don't go. Lin Po, stay. Oh, the big friend's in the house. He's leaving the city. And his friend says, don't walk. Don't start walking. Stay here. It's not a good night to go. Ischamahu, it's too hot. Ischinahu, it's too cold. And he listened and he didn't walk. He didn't go. Limachar mashkim holich. Tomorrow, he can get up and go. Because once he started walking on the way, he's done. You view him as an ani. You view him as an ani. We assume that he could be, if you're an ani, you can be konish visa over there. And the Mishnah and his Bryce are assuming once he started walking, umdam das, even though he apparently didn't say anything, umdam das, he can make the shvisa in the middle. And he wants to make the shvisa in the middle so he can go back and forth on Shabbos. Now Gemara says, okay, what's going on? Amar Rabba, Lomar. Okay, so now we have, let's read, how to do this. We're just going to read it. And Rashi has two interpretations. One interpretation he rejects. One interpretation, then he accepts. Tosfos has the third interpretation, and then they go and then accepts Rashi's second interpretation. The Masifta, despite the fact that Rashi rejects the first interpretation, spends the time up here explaining it, the Gemara through the first interpretation, and the note explains the second interpretation. I don't know which interpretation Artscroll uses. I think I'm going to be using the second interpretation, because that's just the way I read it, the Gemara, to begin with. And then I saw Rashi's second interpretation, I said, oh, great. So that's, I think, how we're going to go. So let's read the Gemara first. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Lomar, to say... Say what? To see? Like, there are a few things someone can say. Lomar could be him saying, my shvisa will be over there. Lomar could be the people telling him, don't walk. So that's going to right away. So he says, Lomar, kuli amalo pligat tzarech. Edwin agrees, something has to be said. And maybe Marcel will help you, because if we go with Rashi's interpretation, second interpretation, Lomar means he has to say something. So Lomar, he can't be quiet. Doesn't help you all the way, but helps you part of the way. He says, Lomar, kuli amalo pligat tzarech. Everyone agrees that you have to be tzarech. Ki pligi, their machlokus is going to be lahasik, whether he has to actually be on the way. Okay, so how does this work? So they're going to read Rashi. So if you look at the big Rashi, Rashi starts in the second wide line, and if you go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines on the left side, it says lishna achrina. Okay, well let me just finish the Gemara, reading the Gemara. Rabbi said everyone agrees you have to say something has to be said. The machlokas is whether you have to start walking, right? And then Rav Yosef Amar lahachzik kuli amalo pligat tzarech. Rav Yosef says no, everyone agrees you have to start on the way. And their machlokas ki pligat lomar. The machlokas is whether something has to be said. So now going to Rashi, let's see how long this takes us. We'll do this way and see if we have more time to go another answer. So he says lishra achrina v'lo shemativ. There's another lashon. I mean, he just rejected the first lashon. But v'lo shmativ, I mean, Rashi's sort of being mechadish himself here. The first lashon he heard from somebody. This Rashi usually quotes his rebbeim, and the second lashon he's admitting to us that it's a chiddush. He didn't hear it from anybody else. So lishna achrina v'lo shmativ, which is Amar Rabba. Right? Rabba says lomar. When he says lomar, which means shivasasi b'tochat chum, to say the person who's walking. Remember, Reuven's walking. He must say that my shvisa is going to be over there. Lomar shvisasi b'tochat chum, kulei omelo pligi detzarech zeh chozer lomar kein. The guy Reuven is coming back, and we can't just say this undum das that we, without him saying anything. Rabbi says he's on the way. The guy's calling back. He says, you know what? I'll come back with you, but my shvisa is going to be over there, and he's an onion and it would work. So he has to say something, right? So right, lomar shvisi b'tochat chum, kulei omelo pligi detzarech zeh chozer lomar kein. B'chi palig. And then what happens? V'chipalig Rav Yosef. Oh, so Rav Yosef says yes, sir, Alkain, in the Mishnah. V'chipalig Rav Yosef asa le'akule achazaka pligi. Rav Yosef then says yes, sir, Alkain. Yes, sir, Alkain is a lashon of being mekel. Rav Yosef comes and says not only, you know, he doesn't have to be on. The first Rambam Amar says he has to say and it has to be on the way. Comes Rav Yosef and says he doesn't have to be on the way, even if he didn't start yet. It'll be okay. The Shamieli Rabbi Yehuda, because we assume that Rabbi Yehuda says the Amr Hichzik, va'asu iu lemeimar, and this guy Rabbi Yosi comes to say afilu matzo chaveru shayarotzi lahasik. Even if the guy, he tells his friends, hey, you know what? I'm going to start walking. I want to go over there. Don't go. And doesn't even move yet. Rabbi Yehuda says you need both things. You need to be on the way and say something. Rav Yosi says, no, you just have to say something, even if you're not on the way. You have to be sort of, people have to know that you start to go, but you don't have to be on the way. Right below, inicho kana erev. O bilvad sheyomar shevisisi l'sham, as long as he says, meaning everyone agrees, they have to say something. The hoyel v'hayorotze letzeis, because since it was clear or evident that he wants to go, chashvina lekeyotze v'havi ani, we'll view it as if he's an ani, and that he's on the way. Okay, but Rav Yosef, who says no, that everyone agrees the kuliyam lo pligi tzarich, lo the hachzik. He says that everyone agrees that you have to be on the way. He says the machlokas is where you have to say something. It's the opposite. Rav Yosef amar lahachzik to be on the way lo pligi the vade chazaka ba'inan. We definitely need to see him on the way. In order to be an ani, you have to be considered going on the way. Ki ilo hichzik lo habik ani, because if he doesn't go, he's not an ani yet. Ki pligi lo mer. Your machlokas is whether or not he has to say something. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, when he's on the way, he also has to say something. But Asar Rav Yosef, skip a little bit to the end of the line, but Asar Rav Yosef, the Meimar, I feel a little Amramidi, even if he doesn't say anything, as long as he's on the way, Kani Horo Vehichsik. Since he started walking, we assume the Goli Daita Kiniyehu. We assume that he's walking, that he wants to be Kona Shvisa. So the Machlokas, so how do we read? So Lomar means here, Lomar means him saying something. So again, time he said that, so let's read it now back in the Gemara. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Lomar Kuliyam Lopli Vetzarech. Everyone agrees that he has to say, I want to be called in my Shvisa there. Again, I don't know how the art scroll interprets it, that's why I just did it in Rashi. He says, Kuli amalo plead it tzarech. Everyone agrees that in order for this to work, Reuven had to say something, at least before he was pulled back, he had to say something. Right? But keep legal lahasik. The machlokas is whether or not he had to be on the way. Rabbi Yehuda says he had to be on the way. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even if he wasn't on the way, but he was going to go, they called him back, that's okay. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, lahasik kuli amalo plead it tzarech. Everyone agrees that you have to be on the way. But keep legally lomar. The machlokas is whether or not he has to say something. Rabbi Yehuda is going to be the same in both cases. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to be on the way and say, and Rabbi Yossi is going to say he has to be on the way, but he doesn't have to say. We're going to assume. Okay, that's how Rashi interprets it. So now we have to. The problem is you have to go now and continue reading the Gemara with this understanding of Rashi, because Rashi has a different explanation in number one, in the beginning. If you look at the beginning of the Rashi, just letting you know, it says, Rav Yosef Omer, Lahafsik Kuliyom, Pligi Tzarech, Kipligi Lomar. Lomar means, Rashi says, Ling Po. That means his friends have to say something. So it completely changes the way we interpret the Mishnah. The Lomar is not him saying, I want to be Kona Shvisa. It's the Lomar means his friends have to have said to him to come back. And therefore it will be as follows. If his friend says Lomar, you want to do the Rashi at the beginning, Rashi? We can do it. He says Lomar, Lin Po, Dile Rabbi Yehuda, Im Hichzik Bederech, he's on the way, Afo Pishalo Amarlo Chaveru Lin Po, even though his friends didn't say, come back to me, Ela Shechazar Mi Atzmo, he came back by himself, Kimanda Amar Shvisi Mokam Ploni Dami. It's as if he said, he doesn't even have to have his friends call him back. If he's on the way, and then he turns around and comes back, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's fine, as long as he was walking. Right? So when it says, oh, but what about our Mishnah? It's question number one that Rashi has. Our Mishnah says, Hechziru Chaveru. So Rashi says, that's Lav Dafka. That's question number one. So maybe that's one reason why Rashi rejects this paper. This thing. The beginning of the Rashi. The big Rashi. Look at it again. Remember, because we have to explain Rashi, the Gemara according to that Lomar means him saying. Now Lomar means them telling him to come back. Right, so read it again. Keep pleading Tzarek Lomar Lin Po. Lin Po. Rabbi Yehuda, Yim Chesik Bederek, Hafak Pishlo Amar Lo Chaveru Lin Po. Ela Shechaz Me'atzma, Kamandar Rosh Yisimo Kampon Dami. Ve'achsiru Machaveru, Tekan Mastis, and Rabbi Yehuda, Lav Davka. Dehu Adin Lechaz Me'atzman. Ela Orkha De Milson Nakam. Just writes typically people, that's how the normal case would be, they would call him back. Ava Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Tarvayu Bay Chazik Chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda said the Amira. He needs both. He needs Chazaka and Amira. Which means the Yeser Alkane of Rabbi Yossi, according to this, is to be Machmir. And that's why Rav Rashi rejects it. Okay, so that's the first way, first Rashi. I'm going to continue with the way we learned originally with Rashi, which is a second interpretation of Rashi. So, right, so Keman Azla. Right, so I guess that's one of our new rules now, Hilchos Daf Yomi. If there are two Peirushim in Rashi, and Rashi likes the second Peirush, but the Mesifter Ashkel go with the first Peirush, which one do you learn? So, okay, so Keman Azla Ha, according to Hushita, does the following go like? The Amr Ula. Ula says as follows. Mishi Hichzik Bederech. Person is on the way. He started walking to City B. Reuven is on his way. Vehechziru Chaveru. And his friends told him, or brought him back. Harehu Muchzaru Muchzak. His din is like he's Muchzar, which is Mashma, that he wasn't Kona Shvisa. And he's Muchzak, which is Mashma, that he is Kona Shvisa. So Gemara says right away, whoa, what does that mean? That's contradictory. He says, no. I Muchzar, right, Gemara asks, I Muchzar, if he's viewed as he's a returnee, which meaning that means he wasn't Kona Shvisa. Lama Muchzak, then why does he Kona Shvisa? If he Muchzak and he was Kona Shvisa, why are you viewing him as a returnee? Right? Lama Muchzak. So no, Hakik Amr, that's what it means. Af al Pisha Muchzak, even though he came back home, he's still Muchzak. He's still considered Muchzak as he was Kona Shvisa over there. So whose Shita is that? Right? Ula says the case is the guy's on the way and he gets called back. So he gets called back. So who's. And we say that it's as if he was Kona Shvisa, you know, and he can go to City B. Whose Shita is like that? So the Gemara says, come on, whose Shita is like this? So we have to learn this the way we're learning it. It says, Ki Rabbi Yosef, Aliba de Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. It goes according to Rabbi Yosef, interpreting Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef said what? That the Machlokas is Lomar. Ki Pligi Lomar. Right? So but everyone agrees you have to be on the way. So this guy was on the way. The question now is now, did he say anything? The Brisa here says he didn't say anything. He was on the way, and they called him back. And yet this Brisa says he was Korin Shvisa. So that goes according to the Manda Amr, says you only need one thing, which is Muchsak. Huch Manda Amr is the only one who says that you only need Muchsak, and you don't have to say anything. That's Rav Yosef interpreting, that's the interpretation of Rav Yosef interpreting Rav Yosi, right, which was the case of Rav Yosef says, L'hachseh kul yamet l'tzarech. Everyone needed, you need to be on the way. The machlokas was Lomar, do you have to say anything? Rav Yehuda said you would have to say something. Rav Yosi says you don't have to say something. So this guy who was on the way got called back, didn't say anything. That goes according to the one who says you have to be on the way, but you don't have to say anything. That's Rav Yosef interpreting Rav Yosi. Okay, that's how Rashi in the second explanation would explain. Right, so the halacha, it's a good question. The halacha davar amekel be'eruv, so I don't know how, it's not so across the board of how that works. It's not so simple. There's all to do about that. But I hear you. Okay, so now the Gemara brings another maysa. Rabbi Yehuda bar Ishtata, Rabbi Yehuda the son of Ishtata, I say le kalkala de peri. So he brought a basket full of fruits, l'Rav Nassan bar Oshia. He brought it to Rav Nassan bar Oshia. And Erev Shabbos, Friday he walks over to Rav Nassan bar Oshia with the fruits, and his intention is now to go back home, right? Because he wants to go home, because it's 4,000 amos away. So he wants to go home so he can be home, because if he doesn't leave now, he's not intending necessarily to be Kona Shvisa. So if he doesn't leave now, he's stuck and he wants to be home. So Ki Havi Azel, so where Yehuda, who brought the baskets, started on his way to go out, Shafke Adinachis Darga, so Rav Nassan waited until Rav Yehuda went down the first rung of the ladder, I guess he brought it up to the attic, and he went down the first rung of the attic, and then he says, because this way he's now on the way, he's Masik Derech, he's on the way, and Amrle, and he says to him, Rav Nassan says to him, you know what, it's better for you to stay here today. Amrle, Bishacha, stay here. Vumachar Kadim Azil, the next morning he got up and he went. So what's going on? So here this goes a little bit better than Rashi's first interpretation, because we're talking about the person telling him to stay. But that's whatever. So he says, L'machar kadam v'azil. So come on. So who's Rav Nassan bar Oshia saying, going like that? Rav Nassan bar Oshia had to wait for him to be on the way before he told him to stay. So the Gemara says, again, it's Kirav Yosef, Alib, and Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. It's going according to Rav Yosef, Alib, Rav Yehuda. Because what Rav Yosef, Alib, Rav Yehuda said, all you need is to be on the way. You don't have to say anything. So he was all he needed to be on the way, and according to the way we're interpreting, the person who's walking, Reuven, doesn't have to say anything. So Reuven started walking, and then he was called back. So Reuven started walking, which satisfies that condition. Does he have to say my shvisa is over there? Not according to the way we explain Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. So therefore, he's allowed to go. Then we have in the parentheses here, lo kirab lid Rav Yehuda. That gets back into going to explain different shitas, and based on Rashi's second interpretation, a lot of Achronim remove this from the Gemara. So here, this again goes like Rav Yosef Alid to Rav Yosef to Yehuda, because once he started walking, he still doesn't have to say anything. As long as he's on his way, that's sufficient. But, okay. Lots of questions. I know. Not so simple. I guess when you have a Rashi with two, and then the Masifta has, I don't know if you see in the Masifta, you see that, Marcel? It has one note on the entire page there. It's just Aleph. So, it's what to do. Okay. Rav Meir said again, the case was the guy, Reuven, started walking to the city, to his second house, and he gets called back by his friends, either because it's too cold or too hot or whatever, and he comes home. Rav Meir says he's not Kona Shvisa in that place, because somebody could have put an Eir but didn't, is a chamar gamal, which means he's like a donkey driver and a camel driver, which one pulls from the front, one pulls from the back. He's sort of stuck. And here, chamar gamal would mean is that we're going to be machmer on him and say, it's as if he put the Eruv down over there, so he loses his and he went home. He loses his shvisa to his ability to walk the other way. But we're going to also say, it's as if he didn't put the Eruv down there, and therefore he doesn't get the 2,000 amos beyond. The only place he gets is the 2,000 amos in that direction, from where his house to where he was going to put the Eruv down. He doesn't have anything the other way, and he doesn't have it beyond that. He's Chamar Gamal. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, well, Hatanina Chada Zimna, Rav Meir told us this din one a previous time. What is that? We already know somewhere else that Rav Meir says when there's a sort of the suffix about what he did with the Eruv, we have Chamar Gamal. The case of Rav Meir is previously on Daf Lamed Aleph, It was a case of you put down the bread of the Erev Tchumim, and it rolled out of the Tchum. It rolled out of the Tchum. Or something fell on it, or it got burnt up. And the suffix is whether it happened before Ben Hashmashos or after Ben Hashmashos. So Rav Meir there says, since we don't know if it's before Ben Hashmashos, he had no Erev. If it's after Ben Hashmashos, then he had an Erev. So Rav Meir says, the suffix, we have Chamar Gamal. He's, as if the Erev is still there, so we can't walk the other way. As if the Erev is not there, so we can't walk beyond it. He's the Chamar Gamal. Right, so we already know one time, as Gemara says, suffix, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Hareze Chamar Gamal. So you have a suffix. So too here. We don't know what's going on necessarily, so why here is he saying Chamar Gamal? We already know he says Suffik Chamar Gamal. So Gemara says, no, this here is not a simple, this is not just a Suffik. This is, Amar Rav Sheshes, it's also the long Rashi to explain this, Amar Rav Sheshes, Lo Tema Taima de Rav Meir, Suffik Erev, Suffik Lo Erev Hudahave. Don't say that Rav Meir says it's Chamar Gamal, only if he placed something down, and it's a Suffik if it's there or not. We would say that. But about Vade lo Erev. But here, there's no Erev. He didn't put anything down. He potentially didn't say anything. He's just being so mech on this idea that it's going to be over there. Maybe there, maybe we lo have Chamar Gamal. Maybe we won't judge it as a suffix. And Rav Meir would say, for sure, he didn't do anything. And therefore, there wouldn't be an Erev at all. El afilu Vadai lo Erev. Even for sure, he didn't do an Erev. Have Chamar Gamal. He would be a Chamar Gamal, the Hahacha, because in our case, Vade lo Erev, according to Rav, he certainly didn't put an Erev, he may not have even said anything, the Kahave Chamar Gamal, he says still Chamar Gamal, because we still have a suffix as to whether or not he intended to make it, because now we're going on to the case of he's an Ani, and if he's an Ani, he's allowed to say it over there, and we're not sure whether he said it or intended, or maybe when he came back, maybe he only came back because it was too cold, or maybe he came back because he said, forget it, I'm not going to go tomorrow. So he didn't do anything necessarily, and therefore, so you would think that this is not a real suffix, and therefore Rav Meir would say he's nothing. Comes from Rav Meir says, no, this is also a case of Chamar Gamal. Right, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, so it's Rashi Lo. It's like smack dab in the middle of the medium-sized lines. It's like right across, a line or two across where the Gemara starts, of Amar Chanina. It says Lo Tema. It says Lo Tema, Hasam Hu De Suffik Erev, that there, in those cases where it was suffix, whether Erev rolled out or it was burned up, the Karnasham Svisa, the suffix lo Erev, the Karnabavesa, who Nabi Chamar Gamal, Aval Hecha Devade lo Erev. But in our case, where he for certain did not put anything down, Tegon Choser, like he returned back, Choser Zeh, Shahayelo le Erev a pas, Shakar le Beso Haya. He should have walked out with a pas. He was right by his house. Maybe he should have just walked out and brought something with him. Then there's a Lishnach Green, which I'm not doing. So that seems to be the case. Again, very, very confusing Gemara because of all the different shitos of how in the Rishonim of how to learn it. No, because we're masupak is this. Oh, he's saying this is not suffik. We're saying it's not right, but he's saying Chamar Gamal applies even when it's not suffik. Even beyond in this other case, even when, because we...
Yeah, even when there is something here, we see something if you actually intend it.
Right, another type of suffix, right? So the answer to the question is what?
There's no refuting.
It's the other Rambam refutes it and says it's not a suffix. The first Shita says that he was Konish Visa. But yeah, you're right. I'm just be honest, something's missing, like I'm not sure, okay. Misha Yatzah Chutz L'Tchum. Next Mishnah. Someone who walked out of the Tchum. He walked out the Mezid. He's allowed to go 2,000 Amos, and he starts walking purposely, and he's outside the Tchum. Right? Afil Amma Achas, even if he walked out an extra Amma, Lo Yikonis. He can't come back. He walked out of the Tchum, he's stuck. That's it. Whether he's a listener or not, that's up to him. But that's halachically he's stuck. He can't go. Rabbi Lezer Omer Lezer says no. Shtayim Yikonis. As long as he's within two amos of the tchum, he can come back in. Show us Lo Yikonis three. He can't, because Rabbi Lezer said as long as you have if you overlap, you have 2,000 plus your four. So if you're two, and Rav Meir says the four means you have two in each direction because you're in the middle. So as long as you've only left two amos, so now you've overlapped your personal sphere with the tchum, you can go back in. But once you don't no longer have the overlap, which for him was two amos, and now you're three amos outside of the tchum, now you don't have your overlap, they don't overlap anymore, and you can't come back in. Amar Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina asks the following question. Rago achas betochat chum v'rago achas chutzat chum. So the guy's standing, he's straddling the line. One foot's over the chum, one foot's not over the chum. Okay? So he says, lo yikanes. You cannot come back in. You need to have both feet within the chum in order to walk back. Once one foot's out, you're done. Why did it? Because he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, im tashiv mishabas raglicha. Raglicha is in Yochid. So raglecha or raglicha ksiv. Right, so it says raglecha, which is written in Lashon Yochid. Right, that's how it's written. And therefore you have to have in the tchum both legs. Once one leg is out, you're done. The Gemara says, Matanyo, we have a brayso that says raglo achas betochat chum, raglo achas chutzat chum, yikanes, that if it's one and one, you can't go back in. So the Gemara says, no, how many acherim he? That goes according to the shita of acherim. Acherim is usually Rav Meir. That goes according to acherim. The Tanya, because we're following the brayso, acherim omrim, lemakom sherubo hu nizkar. Nizkar. You go according to, I'm not sure what the lashon of nizkar means, but it goes, you judge a person based on where most of his body is. And if all he did was put one foot out, so that one foot's out, just the rest of his body is in. I'm wondering if he puts one foot out and leans that way, maybe that's, but you basically go according to where the majority of the body is. Ika de Amri, and some say that Rav Chanina said different. Rav Chanina here before said, one foot's out, you're done. Ika de Amri, Amr Rabbi Chanina, Ragal Achas Tochat Chum, Ragal Achas Kutzat Chum, if you have one foot in, one foot out, then you can't, you can go back in. Diksiv im Tajev Mishabas Raglecha, but, and we read it, even though it's written Raglecha, we read it Raglecha. Which read raglecha. Raglecha means your feet, your legs. So therefore, you need two. So it's whether you go by the way it's written or by the way it is read. I said v'hatanya lo yikanes. We have a brayso that says you may not go in if you have one leg out. So who? Rav Chanina, who says that one leg out still allowed to come back in. He holds like a chayrim. He holds like Rav Meir. Right to tanya l'mokum cherubo unizkar. You go according to where the row of the body is. And if only one foot's out and you're over the body's in, you're still good to go because the pasuk says pasuk is read raglecha, which is in plural. Okay, the Mishnah then said, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer said, Shtayim yikanes shalosh lo yikanes. If you're two amos away from the tchum, you can come back in because you'll overlap. Three amos away from the tchum, you can't come back in because you have no more overlap. V'hatanya, but didn't Rabbi Lezer say before, V'hatanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Achas yikanes shtayim lo yikanes. The difference is not two or three, the difference is one or two. One arm away, you can come back in. Two amos away, you can't come back in. As opposed to our Mishnah, who says, two amos away, you can come back in. So Gemara says, Lo kasha, had the akar chadav kama tarte, had the akar tarte v'kama tlas, which I think means if when he says that one you can come in, two you cannot come in, that's a case where you started walking from ama one into ama two, that you can come. But if to walk from ama two, if you start to move from ama two to ama three, then you're no longer able to come in. I guess it depends if you're in motion. It depends where you are. So we'll just say each step is an ama. So if you take step one, you're good. Step one to step two, you're good to come back in. Step two to step three, then you're already out. You can't come back in. I have a Hatanya. Don't we have another Bryce that says Rabbi Lezer Omer afilu ama achas lo yikanes? Even if you're one ama out, you can't come in. That's so sir, both our Mishnah and the Brysa, right? Our Mishnah said two arms you can come back in. The Brysa said one arm you can come back in. And we had an answer, depends on when he's taking the steps. This third Brysa says even one arm you may not come back in. The Gemara says, Kitanya ahi limodeid. That's limodeid. That's someone who's measuring. Ditnan ulimodeid sha'amra nosno apai mama afil sof midasa kala b'ma'ara. It's something about measuring. Rashi says, Rashi, it's in the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 lines in the wide lines. It says, Lemodeid, Shechashcholo, I guess it became dark, right? The Amar, and he says, Shvisibim Komi, I'm going to have my Shvisa right here where I'm staying. Umodeid alpayim psios benunis, and I guess, and he counts the 2,000 steps, that's 2,000 amas. Ulai yikanes letchum ir, maybe he'll reach, he starts counting, maybe he'll reach the city. The Kalu alpayim shalo, Amar achas chut letchum. But when he ended up counting, it turns out he came up one amma short, right? Shafilu halpaya molicho solitocho enu mutter letzeis mafayim. I guess he can't. I guess saying someone who's actually counting, I'm not sure. This is not talking about somebody who's chutz the tchum. The case of the one amma is not talking about the person who was in the tchum and then went out of the tchum. It's talking about the person who's counting how long his tchum is. So he's counting how far his tchum is. Even if he's one amma short, he can't go. He can't go to the other armor to get into the city. Okay. Next Mishnah. Finish the parak with this. Misha hechshik chutz l'tchum. So a person, I guess, who's coming back from the road on Erev Shabbos, and he didn't make it into the tchum of a city, right? He has to get to within 2,000 amos of a city. He gets to 2,010. He's 10 amas short, and now it's Shabbos, right? Afilu amachas. Oh, it's 2001. It's even one ama lo yikanes. He can't walk into the city because he was konish visa here. The city's 2001 amas away from him. He's out of luck. He can't go into the city. He has all his 2,000 amas from where he is, but he can't get into the city. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, afilu, right, he says, afilu amachas. Rav Shimon Omer, afilu chameshes amos yikanes. Even if he is 15 amos away from the city, he can still come into the city. She'ein ha-mashochos mimatzin es amidos mipnei ha-toin. Because when they make the calculations, when they make the markers, they don't do it exact. They make it basically 15 amos, like, closer in. So people say, oh, that's the tchum, and then people try to go a little further. So this way they protect them, and they make the tchum necessary 1985 away. Rashi gives a calculation of why 15, so it's 1985 away. This way when people are leaving the city, they have a little bit of leeway that they don't violate. So this guy who's coming back, and he thinks that he looks at the marker, and he thinks that he's only one amma away. Now, really, that marker is wrong. He's really made it into the tchum already. If he's based on that marker, even when he's 15 ammas before that marker, he would have been in. So he's good to go. The Gemara says Tana. Watch Rashi. The Gemara just explains when the Mishnah says mipnei atoim, it means mipnei. What does it mean between those who make mistakes? It's mipnei. So the people who make mistakes and they don't recognize the simon and they miscalculate the time. Exactly the same explanation that we said, but that's what it means. So this guy, again, when he's coming back and he sees that marker and he counts 2,000 yards from amas from that marker and he comes up short, really coming up short one amma means he had 14 extra amas because that marker was misplaced by 15 amas. Okay, Hajjan alach misho tziu, Hajjan alach misho tziu, Hajjan alach misho tziu. We'll pick up tomorrow with the new parak. Everybody have a great day.